This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Wednesday, October 30th. The binary risk posed by China makes navigating the market difficult for traders. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Let's talk about lean hogs for a second. They've kind of come back to the forefront because China has come back to the forefront. We've had some more tweets and some more speculation on whether we're going to have phase one of that deal done. And all I really have to say about the whole thing is this. We're constantly expected to trade a binary outcome. And what I mean by that is it's a flip of a coin, right? It's on or it's off. It's up or it's down. These types of things are very, very difficult. And for young traders out there, you'll get to know the fact that when you have a binary outcome that you're trying to trade, you either have the position on and make money because it went your way, or you lost money because it went your way. It's going to be very difficult to get on board those trades, you know, when the news finally comes out.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down a quarter point at 5.11 and a half. December corn was up 2 1/4 at 3.86 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6.00 to 6.05. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were up 2, ranging from 579 to 584. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were down 2, ranging from 645 and 3 quarters to 665 and 3 quarters. Live cattle for October was up 47.5 cents at 112.80. October feeder cattle was up 2.5 cents at 145.45. And October Class 3 milk was unchanged at 1867.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.